Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad in Japan podcast. Probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by England's top Japan enthusiast, Mr. Pete Donaldson. Pete, how you doing? What's going on?
I'm good, baby. I've been doing all kinds of stuff this week, like fixing up the studio, making copious amounts of cups of coffee for my friend Chris Broad, and that's about it, really.
But have you commissioned a £12,000 dog?
No.
Costume.
I've got two dogs that, you know, take up enough of my time. If I charged them, it would be around about 12 grand each.
Not as good as a dog costume. For those of you that missed last week's episode, a man in Japan spent £12,000, $16,000, getting a border collie made to scale that he could put himself inside. That sounds really...
That sounds excellent.
I phrased that badly.
Wonderful.
A border collie costume.
Yeah.
Go and look that up. Go and listen to that episode. That's all I'm going to say on the subject.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's filthy. It's awful.
It's absolutely foul.
Very odd news, but good news for me. I was at my parents the other day, for the first time in a while, catching up with them, seeing what's going on. And my mum was like, oh, we've got this. We found this down the back of the cupboard.
Sounds exactly like that as well.
Yeah. And it was a box, and inside the box was my 1 million subscriber placard. From YouTube. Was it a placard or like plaque. A ward?
Well,
a
like plaque. Like ban this sick filth placard.
It was that. And I was like, what? I didn't know this had ever arrived. Because I never saw it.
So what do you get for a million? Like a play button? Like a silvery...
It's a big gold play button and a, you know, nice bit of...
Beautiful.
Nice photo frame or something.
Saying thanks for all that ad rev, Chris.
Yeah, cheers,
that's
Chris.
Basically
you made
what he's
us
saying.
Lots of money. And I was like, I didn't know I'd got one. I'd been complaining. I've been lamenting the last 3 years. I'm like, where's my YouTube button thing? Mm-hmm. And it turns out it's just been
since
in a shed.
Mom and Dad's house.
It's been in a shed for 3 years. Just there.
Collecting rubbish.
It's a door prop for the shed.
Did they not even think to inform you? Because, I mean, that looks like an achievement. That looks like the sort of thing you would put on a shelf saying, look at this, look at what my son's done.
I know, right? That's a Abroad Japan like studio thing. It should be in there.
I mean, that's every creator on YouTube sticks that in the background of their shots, don't
they? It's kind of a bit obnoxious sometimes.
Right. Yeah. I like the people who like do stuff with like, if they're known for chopping stuff up.
Oh, God.
They chop it up. Or if they're known for putting a pneumatic drill through something.
I want to do that.
They do that, yeah.
That sounds like fun. But yeah, no, it's just been, I was like, why didn't you tell me about this? She was like, oh, I thought I did. No, that's it. That was it. And it's just sat there.
So you've got it now. That's going on your carry-on.
Well, I just like, oh, I'll just leave it there for now. It's back in the shed as the door prop. But it's nice to know it exists somewhere in a shed.
Are you not going to take it back to the studio?
Where would I put it?
Yeah, it's I guess it doesn't really fit in with the whole kind of fancy look.
Someone would steal it. It'd be gone, wouldn't it? It'll go next to the fan art where I look like a bowling ball, the one where I look really fat. Trash taste one. Yeah, I don't know. I should probably take it back. I should probably do something with it.
Yeah.
No. What do you do? It's just a thing, isn't it?
What are you known for?
Excellence. Perfection.
Deep fry, eat it.
Handsomeness. Like
fried chicken. Put it in fried chicken coating. Delicious.
While I've been back, I've been using my iPhone though. Do you know when you get an iPhone after like a year and a half, the battery just dies?
Yes, almost like clockwork. Yeah.
Like, I updated it the other day and now my battery's just like, well, last 10 minutes. So it's just been like getting around the UK with a phone that has no battery. It's like,
but you do, because like my partner does everything on her phone. Like every form, complex form she's got to fill in, she'll use her mobile phone. And I cannot cannot do anything technical on my phone. I just cannot be arsed with it. I get my laptop out if I'm going to do something that's, you know,
you've
it's
got,
taking a bit
you've
of time.
You've got one of those foldy phones.
I know I've got
that folds outwards
phones.
Into like an iPad.
But that just makes it more excruciating, twice as excruciating.
You just want all the tech toys, but you don't actually use them.
No, exactly.
You disgust me.
I am a disgrace.
You're the worst kind of person.
I bought a mobile, I think I spoke about this before. I bought a mobile phone from an Akihabara, basically, a second-hand. And, they pronounce it sex over here, but that's not how it's spelled. CEX, you know, the computer exchange.
Oh, CEX. Like, yeah.
And they sell bits of computers, mobile phones, stuff like that. It was their version of that, basically, second-hand mobile phone shop. And it was this tiny little Android phone, like the smallest Android phone you could get. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I bought it, and I've never used it. Because I was always on iPhone before. I think the transition from my big stupid foldy one to a tiny little Baba one would be just as... But I just think the battery wouldn't last very long.
You are... Oh, all the lithium ion you've purchased, Pete.
It's bought it for no reason.
Your house is more lithium ion than house at this point. Batteries at every turn. Technology that's wasted and not used. Dear, oh dear. We've got a story this week from Megan. It says, hello, Chris and Pete. My name's Megan. I'm from the US and I wanted to share this story. I have been self-studying Japanese for about 1.5 years now for fun. I work as a veterinary technician, and most of my co-workers don't know about my hobby. The other day, a couple brought their cat in for an appointment. I heard the wife whisper something to her husband, and he came in for the appointment while she waited in the car. The husband told me that his wife is Japanese and isn't comfortable with her English, so she would wait it out in the car. I mentioned to him that I was studying Japanese myself. He was surprised, and we ended up having a little bit of conversation in Japanese, although most of it was English, since I haven't learned any relevant medical terms that would have been useful during the appointment, such as rabies vaccine or blood work. The only Japanese phrases you need to know. I was pretty nervous, as this was the first time I'd actually spoken to another person in Japanese, but we kept the conversation simple, and I was surprised at how well I kept up. When the appointment was done, I walked him to the reception counter to pay, and we finished our conversation in Japanese, much to the shock of my co-workers. Even though it was all a very simple conversation, I couldn't help but feel a little cool. It did a lot for my confidence. Thank you, guys. Megan, with the rabies vaccine. Do you know what vaccine is in Japanese?
Oh, vaccine. Oh, I don't know.
Wakuchin.
Wakuchin. Oh, yes. I understand now. But that's so cool, like having a little secret skill and then you're just absolutely busting it out. I'd be trying to lever it in constantly if I had any kind.
Well, there's not many Japanese people in London. I want to bump into some, but I see myself chotto. I just like say something. They'll be like, "Eh, my God, mind blown." Because like, there's like 4 people that can speak Japanese in England. So that's nice, though. That's nice.
Good stuff. That's quality. There was a woman who, Aussie woman who lives around the corner. We were planning our Jubilee celebration. And she came around and she lived in Japan for a year. I think she was in Tokyo. And then she was in your friend of mine, Nagoya, for a year.
So I
was busting out a little bit.
Shigai mas, baby.
I was lashing out some nonsense, but... it was. It certainly impressed the neighbours, and she did report that it was okay pronunciation, which I was happy with.
What did you actually say? What kind of things did you say?
I just said pleased to meet you. I'll be off. I'll be back soon.
How do you say that in Japanese?
Dozoroshiku, hajimashite, all that business.
Oh.
And then jamatane, see you later. I'll see you next.
Chigaimasu. That's the only word I've heard you use.
I've wet myself.
Whenever you're in Japan, that's the only word I think I've ever heard you use. Chigaimasu.
Mistake.
It's like, do you want a fork? And Pete's like, chigaimasu.
Exactly, correct. All of these things work. This sounds like it all works to me.
But I take it for granted. Like, the thing with Japanese is, right, I come back to the UK, I don't use any Japanese. Nobody asks me about Japan.
Yeah.
It's a really weird thing. Like, you have this with various people I know living in Japan, who are from the UK or US, wherever. You know, they'll talk about their stories, how they go home, and nobody cares. you think you go back, you're like, let me tell you a tale about Tokyo and talk about some interesting things, but everyone's like, don't care.
All right,
nobody gives a shit. It's a really weird thing, really. No one asks you about it, and it's kind of like, oh, that's a shame. You know, I thought I'd learn Japanese, come back and, you know, speak Japanese, like, look at me, I'm brilliant.
But it's like going to university, you're living in a small town and then you go to university.
Yeah.
And you're one of like, you know, the 10% or 20% of your kind of school that goes to university. And you come and people come back genuinely thinking they're the fucking big dog.
I'm big dog.
Because they've gone to the kind of fucking university.
Well, I'm big dog Japan.
Big dog
Not
Japan.
Sea dog, but I'm big dog.
You're sea dog, I'm big dog.
But like, you know,
sea dog, big dog?
I come back and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I've been to 47 prefectures. Ken Watanabe is fluent, and he's like, and then like, you know, my dad be like, oh yeah,
yeah,
should we go to Nando's? And it's just like, fucking hell,
I've mentioned about Ken Watanabe,
yeah,
and people went, I don't know who that is.
I know,
people
right?
don't know who it is.
No, they don't. If you have an interest in Japan, you probably know who he is. You like movies and whatnot, but yeah, for the most part, I don't know if he's outside Japan. You wouldn't class him as A-list, really. You know? For me, it's just a personal goal, isn't it? You know, I don't know who is famous in Japan. Who would be classed as like big? I remember at one point I nearly got to interview Kari Pami Pami. Was that her name? Kari Pami.
Oh yes, I remember. Yeah,
and then COVID happened and that fell through, unfortunately. But like, I think she's probably bigger in some respects than him in a pop cultural sense around the world.
Yeah.
But I don't really know who is famous, a Japanese person who's famous sort of outside Japan.
Yes, okay.
Who is there?
Probably is Beat Takeshi, isn't it, in England?
Oh, Takeshi. Yeah, but like you don't really see him in the Takeshi's Castle series. There's Hiroyuki Sanada, the other, the guy who's like the other one. If you can't get Ken Watanabe, you get him. You know, just get him in Hollywood. He's in the new film Bullet Train that's coming out with Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Trailer looks good.
Kyogo Furuhashi, the Celtic footballer.
Is he in it? Oh, no.
Oh, right. No, he's not in it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? Like, it's just in the UK. I think in the US, like, Japanese culture is a lot more prevalent and, you know, people are exposed to a lot more, like, sort of down the West Coast. But in the UK, it's just like a place nobody thinks about ever. Sadly.
Right, okay.
You know, it's a shame. I hope if the Abroad Japan's done one thing, I hope if the Abroad Japan channel's done one thing, it's expose the awesomeness of Japan to a wider audience and show that there's more to Japan than Wagamamas and Yo Sushi, I think. But that is enough of my ranting. What is the story of the week, Pete Donaldson? What's going on in Japan right now?
Chris, you would not believe
you
it.
You say
mate.
That at the start of every story.
Not, Chris, you will not believe this, mate. Have you ever like gone to like a train station or a,
no.
like a toy shop
no,
and okay. Or an arcade and experienced the delicious, unique experience of dicking about with a gachapon machine?
Delicious.
Grabbing those little balls.
I've got one in the studio. I've got one in the Abroad Japan.
You do have one in the studio.
And it got smashed by the earthquake.
So
you can
now
just open the top and just take them out. And also the money gets stuck in it.
Right, okay. Sounds like it wasn't earthquake proof.
It wasn't. And I think both Natsuki and Connor have lost money trying to use my gacha machine. The first time Natsuki used it, he swore at it because his 100 yen got like jammed in it. And then he paid another 100 yen. He got a capsule out and there's nothing in it because I haven't filled them with anything. But what are these capsules filled with that are so good?
Oh, Chris, it's only tufts of polar bear fur.
What? What? What do you mean?
Dirty old polar bear fur. Japan's newest capsule toy machine at Hokkaido Zoo. Instead of like putting little toys, little gifts, little curiosities in there, Maruyama Zoo in Sapporo have installed two very unusual capsule toy machines on its grounds, giving away tufts of polar bear fur inside the gachapon pods.
Why?
It's for $4, you get a capsule containing either polar bear fur, Hokkaido snow rabbit fur, strands of hair from a Shetland pony, or shed skin from a Japanese rat snake.
Oh my lord.
Fucking gross. But they've not pulled the skin off a snake or pulled the hair out of a polar bear. This is just fur that like comes out when it sheds it in spring.
Oh, that's all right then.
That is all right, actually. Or removed during necessary grooming.
Oh, he's the best in the business. He's the
grooming.
Best in the business. He can say all the words.
But, I mean, would you want that necessarily? Because I think it would just stink of fish, wouldn't it?
What I want is a border collie fur from the man's costume.
Tuft a bit off, will you?
This is, I mean, gacha machines, what can't you put in it? We've had all sorts. I remember I was with you in Nakamega, not Nakamega.
Nakamega, or
Nakano Broadway. Mm. And there was one with the underwear.
The dodgy
underwear.
But you kind of like, we thought that that didn't actually exist. It's the sort of thing that was like reported on like in the 90s. And you're like, I'm in that. And then you go out there. It's like, there's nothing like that. There is something like that, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty dodgy.
But you get like...
Undergarments.
Undercrackers.
Undercrackers.
Did you see that, speaking of Mecca, Nagano, whatever, where we were.
Nakano Broadway.
Nakano Broadway. Have you seen that Mandrake got in trouble? Mandrake got in trouble for selling uncensored pornography.
Oh, God.
Without the old blocks and the censoring.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Japan has that.
Yeah.
That's...
Curious in 2022, isn't it?
It is odd. I still don't understand. That's one of those things you don't understand about Japan. Why is it the pornography censored in the same way that you're not allowed to dance in a nightclub in Japan?
Yeah,
that's banned.
Someone's hilariously, or some enterprising guys have managed to they've managed to uncensor a lot of the pornography.
What?
So they've used like deep fake AI kind of thing simulate. What would be behind the censoring, so to speak.
Really?
So they've been able to kind of like uncover the pee-pee and the tuppence. I've seen a clip and it looks realistic, but a bit like, this is weird. This is too weird.
So you're allowed to do it in animations, right?
You're allowed to depict that in animation. Yeah,
so that's why hentai animation is so popular, right? Because it's
so some enterprise people have put the a deep learning module, an artificial intelligent deep learning module to bad use, in my opinion, and just basically had the situation.
It's a solution to a problem.
Uncensoring.
It's a solution to a problem that doesn't need to exist.
Lads with a cock in their hand, that you have no idea how far they will work and how dedicated they are to their craft.
Oh my Lord.
If you've got a boner, you are automatically a superhero.
I love we've gone from polar bear fur in a gacha machine to this.
We really have. But you can, but the second machine, actually, there were two machines, sorry. The second machine of the gachapon was carrying like materials from various animals' enclosures. You could have scraps of cloth from the sun bear or chimpanzee habitats, sand walked on by an Asian elephant, or chips from a snow leopard's scratching board. I mean, it's a bit...
desperate.
It's getting a bit... You know, OnlyFans backwater, isn't it? It's getting a bit kinky.
And what are we going to get next? Like a Sea Dog VA used hanky or something? Like, what is this? Honestly.
A single tear from Chris Broad.
Tears in the rain. I remember I did a sponsorship that I lost all these great opportunities because of COVID.
Right.
I could have met Carrie Pammy Pammy. I could have done this Japan Airlines sponsorship. They had this thing, Japan Airlines, where I think it was Japan Airlines. It might have been Peach. And I think we talked about it before, but they had like a gacha machine where you would pay, I think it was like 100, no, I think it was like 500 yen or 1,000 yen. And then you get a coupon. You put that in the gacha machine. And inside the capsule is a ticket to a location in Japan. And it would be like a random location across Japan at a reasonable price on the airplane. So it'd be like somewhere obscure, like Fukuoka or Beppu or Nagoya.
Yeah, somewhere weird. Like,
yeah, it's a really cool idea. Yeah. Though,
well, at least there's a return, I suppose. But do you have to kind of, can you give them the time when you want to go back? Because presumably it won't be, it can't be dated, can they?
You're the worst kind of person for a competition. Like, can I get like this? Can I modify the competition?
Yeah.
No.
Right, no.
Shut up and get your ticket and go to Beppu.
Go to Beppu for crying out loud.
Dogen's new house. Go there. And shut up. But gacha machine. I've got to think of what I could do with the ones in the studio. What should I put in them? Tufts of hair.
Tufts of hair, just loads of hair that, you know, different hair.
Well, I had loads of like...
all trash taste hair boys.
Exactly. Next time I'm trash taste, I'm going to get some scissors and just, while they're not looking...
I'll just snap a bit
while
off.
While they're talking about stuff, I'll carefully snip the hair.
Cut up one of... ask to get a freebie off Joey of his new clothing brand. Cut bits to bits. cut a hoodie that's been touched by the great man into bits.
Cut up a nonsense hoodie.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Getting desperate now. But there you go. If you want to see that, guys, go to Murayama Zoo. I'm in Hokkaido probably later this year, and I'll make sure to go there and get the tufts of polar bear fur that I so sorely deserve and desire.
Delicious.
We'll be back in a moment with the fax machine, your comments, stories, and questions.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania. Too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritize your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
And we're back with the fax machine. What have we got this week from our listeners, Mr. Dawson?
We got a message from William from Taiwan. Hello, Chigaimas, Chris and Pachinko Pete. My name is William and I come from Taiwan. Growing up, some English teachers would tell us that we should have an English name. Mine, as I've just mentioned, is William, which is completely different to my Chinese name. Do Japanese people have English names too? Best wishes, William from Taiwan.
They do that in China, like a lot of, Chinese folks, they do that. They have like an English name.
An assimilation kind of name.
Chinese names have the sort of intonation, it can be quite difficult. In Japan, they don't do that.
No.
I think because it's a lot simpler to pronounce a Japanese sort of word, right?
Like, and their first names are
Ken Watanabe. My name is Ken, but call me Dave. Like,
Is that actually his name, though, Ken Watanabe?
Yeah, yeah.
Is
it? Ken Watanabe. Natsuki, easy to pronounce. Ryotaro is a bloody nightmare.
Ryotaro, Ryotaro.
His friends call him Taro.
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 Okay.
Taro. But I just, it just sounds silly.
Town.
It just sounds awful. So I still call him Ryotaro.
Yeah.
But he hates that. You're butchering my name, Chris.
Why does he talk
that's
like
that? Like.
Yeah, I guess that's a pretty good approximation. Chris.
You butcher my name.
Chris.
Yeah, he talks like that. I think it comes down to just, it's a lot easier to pronounce Japanese than a sort of Chinese traditional name. And right, that's why.
Yeah.
Ken. Natsuki, Ryotaro. We've got one here from Zandrea Takeda.
Zandrea
Takeda. Hello, Chris and Pete. My name is Zandrea Takeda. I was wondering, how much Japanese is spoken in Japan? I know this is a dumb question, but I wonder if this is true. What? For context of why I'm asking, I've heard on an episode of another podcast I listened to with Gaijin hosts, they are starting to forget Japanese because they rarely speak Japanese anymore. Could you please give your professional opinion as a fellow Gaijin and a reoccurring visitor of Japan? It's because they're friends with other people who are foreigners and they don't speak Japanese.
Right, okay.
Most foreign people I know living in Japan have one or two Japanese friends and then they just hang out with other foreigners.
Yeah.
Not an exaggeration.
Including yourself, surely.
Right, and I'm as guilty of that as anyone.
Mm. Guilty.
It's hard to make friends in Japan. You have to really go your extra mile and put in a lot of effort.
I always think, how many friends does anybody have, though? You know what I mean?
You've got,
I mean, there's no point in collecting them.
I've got 2.6 million friends.
2.6 million.
If you subscribe
friends.
To Born Japan, you're basically my best friend.
Do you get another? So you've got that play button for a million subscribers, right?
I do.
What do you get for two? Netting.
Disappointment.
Netting. Do you get a five? Is there one for five?
I think the next one is 10 million.
10 million.
And then PewDiePie got one for 100 million.
Fucking hell. What's that made of then?
Unobtainium. I don't fucking know.
Polar bear.
I don't know. I have to find out. But yeah, no, that's it. That's all you get, Pete.
Yeah, okay.
But no, that's literally it, though. I mean, I forget Japanese because I spend my time with other foreign friends or Japanese people who speak English rather well, like Ryotaro. Mm. Even Natsuki, who I probably speak the most Japanese to, he likes to speak English, so I don't really use Japanese much around him, to be honest, unless it's something more complex.
Yeah.
And then I got my friend Yuki. He kind of speaks a bit of English, but I probably talk in Japanese mostly with him.
I've seen Yuki. He's on a lot of billboards at the moment, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah.
What?
Has he not checked his Facebook? Yeah, he's on for some reason, for some bloody reason. He's on a lot of in Tokyo at the train stations. He's on like tellies and stuff, like advertising tellies and stuff.
That's
talking about his business.
So my friend Yuki, for those of you guys that don't know him, he's only in, I think, one video, and it's called My Favourite Place in Japan.
Oh.
And it's a video about Sakata, the town I used to live in, and he's in it. He gives me a tour of his like Airbnb, which unfortunately he closed down, but he gets like a broomstick and he pretends to be Harry Potter, and then he, solid gags. He goes, duh, 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 and then he picks up the broom and turns it into a lightsaber. And he goes, duh, 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 vroom. I am your father. He's a bit mental. Absolute legend of a guy.
He bought me sushi.
He did buy you sushi. I would say he's like the best of Ryotaro and Natsuki. He's as wacky as Natsuki, but as businessman-like as Ryotaro. He's a millionaire. He's a genius, but he's mental. You'll get in his Jeep and he'll just play like the Back to the Future soundtrack at full volume as you're rocketing over like a rice field. And like the best thing is, in my first 3 years, I had this Toyota Starlet, really old, rickety car.
Yeah.
My friend gave it to me for free. He sneakily offloaded it to me, really, because he just didn't want to pay the fee to have it scrapped. Dodgy old car. The aircon didn't work. The windows were broken. And then I left Sakata and I said to Yuki, you know, do you want it? And he was like, let's go for a drive. And like, he got in the driver's seat and it's a manual car. Which is incredibly rare in Japan to get a manual car. Yeah. They just don't really sell them anymore. And he's like, you know, having so much fun changing the gears, like a born-again child. Like, oh my God, this is amazing. And he was like, I'll take it. I was like, all right, you can have it. And he spent like £5,000 doing it up.
Right.
And like now it's seven grand.
And now it's a lovely car.
Oh, he loved it. He was like, now, Chris, the air conditioning works. The windows go both up and down. And he loves it. He like modified it. It's like his little fun car for when people come to Sakata.
Ah, okay.
It's like if you're like on a business trip to meet him, he'll be like, have a car. And it'll be this rickety old crap car from my videos. So, great guy. I really want to do something about him, like a documentary.
Yeah.
Because he's like...
Interesting guy.
He makes Natsuki look normal. And I think it could be a really good story. But back to the question. No, basically they've just spent lots of time with other foreigners, like everyone else. And that's why they forget Japanese. If you work in a Japanese company and you have to use it, that's the best way to keep it.
I'm looking at PewDiePie's little play thing. It's like silvery kind of black onyx kind of thing, all angular and stuff. And then there's like a red. So it looks like a big Polly Pocket. Do you remember Polly Pocket from the 80s?
Vaguely.
He looks like one of them.
Wild. One day I'll not get that. I don't think I'll get to 10 million. But, it's greed, isn't it?
It's greed.
I'll never get that far. I'm not that good. I'll be long dead before it gets to 100 million. We got one here from Dripkin. Oh, sorry, that's me.
Herbie. It's you, mate.
Herbie. Hello, Dripkin Chris and Coolish Master Pete. My name is Herbie and I'm writing to you from Minnesota in the US. I'm a certified public accountant and I file people's taxes during tax season. February to April each year. I was curious about how the Japanese tax system works, and since they still use a lot of paper, do you have a mail-in tax return each year, or is it done electronically? Do you have professional help, or is it pretty easy to do it yourself. Thank you for the podcast, guys. All the best, Herbie.
Let's make this very clear. Chris does not pay taxes anyway. He says he doesn't believe it. He keeps all his money in an empty pillowcase under his bed.
That's right. Like a lot of Japanese people. Yeah, a lot of people do keep their money. The older generations keep the money under their bed in Japan, which is not a good idea.
No.
When you live near the sea and there's tsunamis. A lot of money got lost during that tsunami. But I do pay taxes. Don't listen to Pete Dolson. It's not in the Cayman Islands yet. I have it done by a company and they do it and I don't know anything about it. It just comes out my paycheck or whatever. It just comes out the money. Sometimes I remember I did have to file it once because I got paid for something that I needed to declare or something. I went to like the town hall and this very nice woman just showed me how to fill out all the forms. It was very papery. Lots of paper to do.
Right.
It was so boring and rubbish that I've forgotten about it. Okay. I hate that sort of stuff. That's where you get your friends like Ryota and Natsuki to do it all for you.
It is very boring.
So make some Japanese friends and then get them to do all the paperwork. That's the secret of success.
Okay.
Tried and tested.
They do say, an accountant is worth his weight in. So there must be people who kind of specialise in this sort of thing for imbeciles and lazy people.
Are you saying I'm lazy?
I'm saying you're both of those things.
Oh, how dare you? Yeah, no, I, it's all done like that. So, yeah, but right. You know, all these places, you go into the town hall's called the Shiakusho, and you go in and it's still remarkably paper-based and there's just so much crap to fill out. Like a few days before I came here, I took my driver's license test again and, God, it was so awful. The guy was really worried. He's like, can you speak Japanese? I was like, yeah, no problem. Brilliant. I'm Josie. And we went in the room and we watched a video, and it was good. It had English subtitles, which kind of helps me stay engaged. I do find to listen to Japanese for a long period of time, aka like an hour or
you
so,
sort of shut down a bit.
You do sort of phase it out. You do need to concentrate a lot more. And it was boring. It was just people getting run over on a video screen, showing you how not to run people over. And then at the end of it, we got a test of like 50 questions, and it was all in Japanese kanji. And I was like, oh fuck! I can read a fair bit, but like this was all complex stuff, and I was trying to cheat. I was looking at the person next to me. And I was like trying to see what boxes they were ticking. So I was like, oh, I can't be bothered to read all this because we had to do the test in like 5 minutes. And I was like, this is going to take me 50. And I asked the guy, like, do you have English? He's like, no English. And I was like,
no English, my friend.
Well, I'm fucked. I was really worried. I thought if I fail this test, I can't drive.
Ego Jozu.
Yeah, he had the last laugh. I thought if I fail this test, I can't drive.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I've got to cheat. I've got to get through this. So yeah. I was like, looking from...
Were you looking at other people's multiple choices? Beautiful.
But worst thing of all, I was sitting in the front row. So right. I couldn't like...
You couldn't sort of look around, right.
Because the guy was in front of me and he could see me like looking at the guy next to me. Oh, it was a nightmare. And I was just like, I'm fucked. And then it turned out it was one of those tests where you fill in the answers and it doesn't matter. And he put it in the bin. It was just like a... Just see...
Well, have a little giggle. Yeah. Right. So it didn't matter. I guess you've already...
So you did it. You did the questions and they went through the answers and I was like, oh, thank God for that.
Oh, so you didn't give them to anyone?
Nope. If I had, I'd been stuffed. It would have been abroad on a bicycle.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Once again.
Good stuff. Well, I'm glad you survived that particular scare.
The moral of the story is learn Japanese kanji or cheat through your exams.
Your mate, is it Norm Tokyo Lens? He's got his pilot's license now.
He's working on
I think he got his first one.
First one.
I mean, incredible. That's good. I know most of that stuff is in English anyway, because it has to be. Everything's English, isn't it? So maybe there's not quite as much Japanese stuff. Can you imagine starting that journey? It's really expensive at the best of times, and it'd be confusing. There'd be a lot of kanji, a lot of bullshit you got to fill in.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I don't envy him looking through all the handbooks and stuff for the Japanese kanji.
Yeah.
You know, kanji characters, it's a hard thing. It takes a lot of time, and... While reading's one of my better strengths in Japanese, it's still like, it's just endless. And you can spend decades working on Japanese and becoming good at it, but you've got to really double down. And it's if you're marrying someone in Japan or you think you're going to be there forever, worth doing for sure. But I live in Japan. I love it. I don't know if I'll be there forever. So I just can't find the time to go that extra mile, really.
Yeah.
I can't justify it when that's time better spent. Like eating a bit of chicken.
Eating some chicken.
It's time better spent at family, isn't it? But do learn a bit of Japanese. It is a lot of fun. And I think earlier on we talked about, was it this podcast, the person talked about the story of them speaking Japanese and how good it was? Was that last week? I've already forgotten.
Right, okay.
It was just good, isn't it? It's just so rewarding. It's just so nice just sitting in a bar, chatting Japanese with the locals, having a bit of fun.
Yeah.
You can't put a price on that. That's like a top 10 life experience, life goal sensation, speaking in Japanese to a Japanese person, having fun with that. That's just so rewarding.
Just learn some silly words. Just learn some silly words.
Or just be Pete.
Describing words.
Just be like Pete.
Because they'll always talk about how fat you are.
Debu.
Debu?
Debu means like chubby. It's like a comedic sort of like, it's sort of a negative word.
Ah.
In a fun way. So I'm fat. Debu. Debu.
Debu. Debu. Oh, is it like the sound debu, debu, debu?
No.
Because everything's onomatopoeic, isn't it?
It is, but that isn't.
Right.
Debu, debu, debu.
Debu, debu. I was thinking like, that's the noise of a fat person walking down the street. Debu, debu.
I want to get the Pete Donaldson Japanese phrase book, which just like, word number one,
if I could find an electronics expert, we could put together the Pete Donaldson little vocabulary screen. And I looked at it, e-ink displays. It's just all very confusing. I'm not a captain of industry, Chris. That's why I'm never going to be a millionaire.
It's too bad, isn't it?
Awful.
But you can make the Japanese essential language guidebook. Imagine just rocking up into Japan with this little crappy book with your face on it. Like, the only phrases you need. And it's just like chapter one, Chigaimasu.
It's just weird words, like carrot.
100 ways.
Shit bags.
Do you know what carrot is?
No, I don't know what carrot is.
Ninjin.
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 Ninjin. Ah, delicious.
Chigaimasu.
Delicious.
There you go.
Stop.
Bring back Japanese, our Japanese segment on the podcast. Speedy Japanese, we brought it back. Carrots and Chigaimasu. Keep the stories, questions, comments coming in to abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back later in the week going to do all over again. But for now, no matter where you might be, out there in the big wide world, have yourself a great few days. We'll see you right back here, do all over again, on the Abroad Japan podcast. Bye for now.
Japan is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.